The successful conclusion of the BCLMA Plus Micronesia Challenge Twinning Initiative reinforces St. Lucia's commitment to a people-centered blue economy by strengthening regional cooperation, shared learning, and practical solutions for fisheries management, food security, and climate resilience. The initiative brought together regional and international partners to exchange best practices in ocean governance, community-based fisheries management, and climate adaptation areas critical to small island developing states facing escalating climate risk. Throughout the week-long engagement, participants experienced firsthand how St. Lucia's Blue Economy agenda is directly linked to livelihoods, affordable protein, and national development, while also drawing lessons from Micronesia's customary tenure system and long-standing community stewardship of marine resources. Deputy Chief Fisheries Officer Thomas Nelson highlighted the long-term value of the exchange, emphasizing that collaboration across regions strengthens collective capacity to address shared challenges.
The value of this exchange, and we'll see the results later on as we will hear from the participants in terms of the experience, cannot be overstated. Learning from the experiences of other regions, such as those participating through the Micronesia Challenge, enriches our own efforts and reinforces the principle that collective action is essential in addressing common challenges related to ocean governance, food security, and climate change.
Participants from the twinning engagement highlighted the importance of community authority and traditional governance in achieving sustainable marine management.
So a strong customary tenure is in place. Although we have adapted to a more westernized system, we still have our traditional customary practices. We still have our chiefs. We are birthed into our families. We know where we come from. We know that in our community, I'm at which level of hierarchy than others, and even the space that we're using, we know, or at least we are aware that these boundaries belong to other people, and there's a level of authority that we should approach.
Another key lesson emerging from the initiative was the need for deeper community engagement in the earlier stages of project design.
One thing that I was noticing as well is that a lot of the projects you want the community to come in, but most of the time the projects are kind of designed beforehand and then is brought to the community. So the buy-in is a little bit, well, it was already done. So I've seen that in the work that I've done in Belize, where it's designed, but then it's brought to the community. So instead of bringing it to the community first, finding it out, and then sending it out.
The Twinning Initiative aligns with St. Lucia's National Blue Economy priorities by strengthening institutional capacity, promoting ecosystem-based management, and fostering transboundary cooperation. From the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Food Security, and Sustainable Development, Chevroy Marius.